Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Now, in a world where we reflect on the economic dynamics and cycles of 2025, it's very clear that it's been a tumultuous year. Yes, great in terms of opportunity, but the risks have also been highlighted. Think about what we've been talking about for months on end. The trade dynamics between the US and China and everyone else in the world who is now reviewing their trade relationship with their peers. How apparent it seems as though America or de-dollarization has become a major theme in terms of trade and evaluation. But throughout all of these macroeconomic concerns, we still need to make sure that we build a level of sufficient sustainability. And sustainability that is tangible in terms of adequate human development, specifically for women to also continue to lead within turbulent times. So how then do we derive some positive outcomes from the various conversations that are taking place? Well, we decided to reach out to a good friend of Kaya Biz, phenomenal business leader herself, who always engages us in terms of key themes and topics we need to be mindful of in the banking space. That is Chief Executive of Personal and Private Banking at Standard Bank Group, Funeka Montjane, who joins us on the back of several engagements she's been participating in where many of these global themes have come to the fore and position us as South Africa as key leaders to drive the change. Funeka, such a pleasure to have you. Welcome back to Kaya Biz.
Hello, Sis Gugu and all them Kayas. I'm glad to be back again.
Always excited to speak to you. I guess the context for this particular conversation is one that's on the back of several trips and visits and engagements you've had with a wide variety of stakeholders. Firstly, just understanding that from a macroeconomic point of view, there's a rising theme of nationalism, shifting trade patterns, as well as artificial intelligence, which is really reshaping the world. I'm quite keen to get your perspective on this following dialogues you participated in Berlin earlier this month.
Yeah, it's been a really busy time. I think, you know, that say that was attributed to the Chinese, but apparently not. That says, may you live an interesting life. I think we're in the middle of that, which is either a curse or a blessing. The world has changed quite tremendously from what we've expected. I think that's what's common. I think there's an acceptance, Gugu, that things have changed and that a new world order has to be formulated.
And that's part of the confusing and concerning dynamic, right, as to how best we actually actively participate within this new world order and the ecosystem. What does this mean, I guess, for South African or more so African-based businesses, especially if you take into consideration the focus as well on gender parity?
That's right. I mean, we take a very strong view that says that Africa is going to be a stabilizing force in all of this. We think we've got quite a strong business case. Remember, our continent is growing about 1.5 times more than the global average. Mm-hmm. This huge demographics, our population dividend that's coming, that will create a massive labor force. And number three, if we can get this African trade, free trade agreement, going, then we would have a huge market with 1.4 billion people. And then lastly, you know, whenever people think about minerals, they tend to think about gold and platinum, et cetera. And that's important. But we also have deposits of rare earth minerals, and those are very strategic. And therefore, it's not about getting the best price now. It's about diversifying your supply chain. Mm-hmm. We think we've got a lot of things going. And therefore, we are now in a position where we can really be what the dear first sort of a president of Ghana was talking about, that, you know, we as Africans, we look neither to the east nor the west. We look forward. We are in that position.
100%. I'm glad you highlight this, because we're all well aware that there's been a heightened level of anxiety regarding the lack of the non-renewal of AGOA. It's still hanging in the air quite clearly. And what you're also describing here is that we need to facilitate the necessary support in order for AFTCA to be rolled out effectively. And that means financial services, technology, even our human capital, having a sense of development, but also easy exchange and movement in terms of ideation and prosperity. How are you seeing that have ripple effects into social investment that we see on the country and the continent at large?
Sure. This is such a big issue. I mean, that there's an estimate that says that trade across the continent can increase about 80%, which is enormous. And I think there's a view that about 450 billion new wealth can be created. Now, when you have a huge population that's dividend, that means that you have a chance of turning your population dividend into a talent dividend. Mm-hmm. And a talent dividend of people who are young and digital and savvy means that we can have a much bigger middle class. In fact, it's already estimated that our middle class is growing, and by 2030 will be about 2.5 trillion. So I think, like, we have these massive, massive opportunities, but it requires us to be unified and deliberate and really focus on coming together and really focus on maybe simply governance or the rule of law and get ourselves going.
100%.
This is not time. I think we must make ourselves a very powerful negotiator in the world of trade as well as power. And we have everything that it takes.
100%. I'm so glad that you highlight this because, as you say, this is really where we need to show up for these global ambitions that we have. But we can't ignore as well that part of the global themes that are coming to the fore are artificial intelligence. And whether it's generative AI or other themes regarding AI, the energy that's used to actually create all these AI programs and systems. We don't want to be a continent that's left behind, because typically when it comes to digital inclusion, we're well aware that there's still a lack of investment, of scale, and prioritization of some of these areas of development in Africa. But how are you seeing that AI as a theme reshaping growth, equity, and opportunities that we have on the continent?
Yeah. You know, AI is such an interesting topic. I can say three things clearly. If you look at a vantage point, there's a real opportunity where you can say that it can really improve productivity worldwide, where things are just done much faster and much quicker. And there's obviously ongoing fear that says it might also reduce employment and jobs. And for us, with a huge population dividend that's coming through, you have to say, is this, you know, one of the things we pride ourselves is that we will have the biggest labor force, you know, increase. So if there's a net reduction of labor, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
I'm of the view that says that one is it's too early to panic about this. I'm a big believer that Africans are going to do what we did with digital.
Yes.
Remember, we moved directly from, we didn't even have landlines.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and we're now one of the biggest users of smartphones. So I think that there are things we need to do to position ourselves as such, but I do think that the young people, as well as our own giant telecommunication industry and banking industry and emerging technology businesses and these entrepreneurs, I think if we really are deliberate, we can actually leapfrog once again.
Definitely. And we need that, right? Through the partnerships that we have with large organizations and corporations like the likes of Standard Bank, and of course, leveraging opportunities that come through from entrepreneurs and their innovations. And maybe that's Absolutely. A nice way for us to conclude the conversation. You know, given the fact that you travel extensively across the continent, you engage with different stakeholder groups, as well as think tanks, organizations representing different interests. I'm quite keen to hear your closing themes and remarks with regard to how best it is that we actively capitalize on this growth through ongoing collaborative efforts. And if we're seeing enough of that.
Yeah, the world is changing. We must position ourselves. It's a perfect position to renegotiate our own space. And therefore, and our continent can really be a stabilizing force on the continent. But what we need to do really is to make sure that we really support young people. Everywhere I go, I see people full of ideas. I see people hustling, you know, trying to really make their lives better. That drive for progress is so live in our continent. And I do think that all of us, particularly those of us who are drivers or have access to large capital, we need to invest even heavier in terms of building skills of this so that we can really turn that population dividend into a talent dividend, if there's one thing. And the second thing is, guys, rule of law, rule of law, rule of law.
Yeah.
You know, we got to be, as voters, as everybody, we got to be serious about that. Nothing good happens without it.
100%.
Thank you.
Sisfuneka, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this evening, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Sisi.
Take care. That's Funeka Monjane.
Thank you.
The Chief Executive of Personal and Private Banking at Standard Bank Group, helping us unpack just some of the major themes that sit top of mind for global executives, especially when it comes to the themes that have been dominating the news headlines for 2025. Everything around de-dollarization as a theme that's typically come up. And essentially, that just means that, yes, the U.S. is a big economy. No one is betting on it losing. But we do see that given the tightening of controls and heightened level of nationalism, it does seem as though as global trade partners, we need to look at partnering with each other right across the spectrum, beyond just focusing on what one particular economy does gain. We can't forget AI, we can't forget shifting consumer patterns, and of course what it does mean for a continent like Africa, which has a young, vibrant demographic, youth demographic, and youth dividend is what it's typically referred to, because what we're trying to avoid is a youth bulge. So just think about it. Whenever we have these themes and conversations around talent exiting South Africa, even the continent, we do need to make sure that at some point there is a reinvestment into our own people, our own skills, that has ripple effects into different industries. But share your thoughts. I'm always open to doing the show with you. So get in touch. You can share your thoughts and comments on social media at Kaya On Air. Use the hashtag KayaBiz. Feel free to tag me at Gugumfupi. Alternatively, feel free to share your voice notes on 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the KayaBiz podcast.